Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer Rav David Tzvi and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Sukkah daf chaf. We got up to the Gemara halfway down the page in Sukkah daf chaf from the words Tana Rabbanim. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanim Machzelas Shel Shifa. If you have a mat made out of a soft reeds, v'shel gemi, or another type of soft reeds called rush, and you did not explicitly state what you made them for. Gidola, if it's large, Mesachinba, it's probably not made for lying down if it's so large, so it's not a kli, and therefore you can use it for schach, katana, but if it's small, it's probably made for lying down, en Mesachinba. Shelkanim v'shelchelas, however, if it's made out of like a thicker kind of a substance, a tough substance that people don't usually lie down on, so then gidula, if it's braided, Mesachinba, so it's going to be very thick and hard, it's not going to be able to be lied down on, so you can use it as schach, it's not a kli. Aruga, however, if it's finely woven, so then it's a little smoother, ein mesachken ba. So it is a kli, it's made for lying down, you can't use it as chach. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Misham Aviv, Rabbi Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yossi, said the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi. Achazuv, achazu, whether it's braided or it's woven, either way, it's not really used as a kli, mesachken ba, therefore it could be used for chach. Bechein hayu Rabbi Dosa, Omer Kedvarov. And similarly, Rabbi Dosa used to say, we have to remember this for later on in the daf, Rabbi Dosa used to say, like Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to use as schach this type of mat, even a small one, even if it's woven, because people don't usually sleep on it. Now, in order to understand the next sugya, we have to understand that any kli is mekabel tumah, tumas mace. But in order for a kli to be mekabel tumas medrash means if you lie on something or you sit on something or you step on something, even if you're not touching it, but you're lying on top of it, so then it's mekabel tumas medrash. But that's got to be something that's specifically made for lying on or sitting on or riding on or stepping on. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, Kol hachotzalos. The Gemara is going to explain what this word means. Either it's a type of sack or a type of mat. Kol hachotzalos metamen tamei meis. So if it's a sack or it's a mat, so it's a kli. So if it touches a dead body, it's going to be tamei. Divrei Rabbi Dosa. V'chachamim omrim medras. Chachamim say the sack or a mat is tamei, the tumah of medras, of sitting on it or lying on it or stepping on it. Says Gemar, medras in tamei meis. Lo, what do you mean? Anything that's makabel medras is also makabel regular tumas meis. The Gemara says, not call out matame medras, matame tumei meis. You mean it's only matame medras, but not a regular tumas meis for 7 days? Says the Gemara, ema af medras. You're right. Chachamim meant not only is it tamei tumas meis, it's also matame tumas medras, but Rabbi Dosa says it's only matame tumas meis and not matame tumas medras. Says the Gemara, my chotzalos. What are these things called chotzalos? What are they? Amar Rav Dimi bar Hamdure, marzovle. Okay, very nice. My marzovle. What's that? Amar Rabbi Abba, mizable. A type of leather bag, and the shepherds used to put them under their heads and lie on them, and therefore, according to Chachamim, they are mitame tumas medras. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer Machzolos Mamish. He says no. These chotzelos were actual. They were actual mats. Vaz the Rish Lakish the Tamei, and Rish Lakish is going according to his own reasoning for that. He said these chotzelos are actually mats. De Amar Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish made a following interesting statement: Hareini Kaparas Rabbi Chia Ubanov. Anything I do should atone for the sins of Rabbi Chia and their sons. It's a language of kavod for Rabbi Chia and their sons, like my whole life should be a kapara, all of my sins, any good things that I do in my life should be a kapara for Rabbi Chia and their sons, who were such big tzaddikim, so they should have like a clean life. Any yisurim, any pains that I have in my life should be a kapara for Rabbi Chia and his sons, who were big tzaddikim. This is why, by the way, when a person's father passes away or his Rebbe, you say Hareini Kaparas Mishkava within the Yud Beis Chodesh. It's a symbol of respect for them. Even though it's usually only within 12 months, Rish Lakish had excessive kavod for Rabbi Chias, even though he lived well after Rabbi Chiya Ubanov, he still said Harein Kaparas Mishkavo. Shebetchila Kishenishtaka Torah Miyisrael, when a lot of the rabbis left Bavel and went to Eretz Yisrael, so they forgot, Torah was forgotten. Some say this means one halacha was forgotten. Others say no, many, almost all of Torah was forgotten. Allah Ezra Bavel V'yista. So then Ezra came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and he taught everybody, reinstituted all the halachas that they forgot. Chazav and Ishtacha, they forgot Torah again. Allah Hillel Habavli. So Hillel went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He learned Torah from Shmai Vavtalya and V'yista. And he reestablished the Torah. Chazav and Ishtacha, they forgot Torah again. Alu Rabbi Chiya Ubanav V'yistua. Rabbi Chiya and his sons went up and reestablished Torah. They taught everybody Torah so that Torah should never be forgotten from the Jewish people. V'chein Amar Rabbi Chiya Ubanav, and one of the things that Rabbi Chiya and his son said is exactly about our issue. Lo nechlku Rabbi Dosa v'chachamah machzol shel Usha. There is no machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim about whether or not machzolos are considered to be a kli, whether or not they, meaning whether or not they are mikabel only Tumas Meis or even Tumas Medris. That whole machlokas is only lo nechlukul Rabbi Dosa v'chama machzolos shel Usha shehen tumeos. Everyone agrees that they're royal mekabel tuma even medris, because they are made for lying down on. So that's the ones that are made in Usha. Vishel Tveria shehin tahoros, and the ones made in Tveria, even though they are mekabel tumas meis, everyone agrees they are not mitami tumas medris because they're not made for lying down. Alma nechliku, what do they argue about? Al shar makomos, they argue about what about the mats or the these chotzalos, or these bags, leather bags, made in other places. Marsa, Rakim, Deleka, Diyasav, Alaya, one opinion says, since they're not normally made for people to lie on or to sit on, Kidit Tveria Damyan, so they're like the mats of Tveria, which are only Mitami Tumas Mace, but not Mitami Tumas Medras, because they're not made for lying down on. Marsa, and the Chacham hold, Kim, De Mikra, Viyasav, Alaya, since sometimes people do lie down on them, Kidit Usha Damyan. So it's like Usha, and therefore they are Mekabel, Tumas Medris. Amar Mar. So we mentioned earlier, Kol HaChotzalos Metamin Tumei Meis Divi Rabbi Dosa. All of these Chotzalos are Mekabel Tumei Meis, so they are really Kalim. Ask the Gemara of HaTanya, V'chein Hayu Rabbi Dosa Amar Kedvarav. Didn't we say before that Rabbi Dosa held like Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yossi, who said you could use them for Schach? So if you could use them for Schach, sounds like they're not royal akabal tuma. And here, we're saying everyone agrees that they're matami tumei meis, they are a kli. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha. Ha deisle gadanfa, but the lesle gadanfa. If the mat has a rim around it, then it's really like a kli, and it is makabal tuma, it can't be used for schach. But ha deisle gadanfa, the brisa that said that machzolos are allowed to be used for schach, that's if they do not have a rim around them, so it's not called a kli. According to Rabbi Dosa, it's not called a kli. And it's you're allowed to use it as schach. We explained earlier in the Mishnah that Rabbi Dosa holds that chotzalos are a type of like bag, and they're all able to be mekabel tumas meis, but they're not made for lying down on. Therefore, they're not metamic tumas medrus. Now we had a machlokas earlier. What they are? Are they like a bag or a mat? So meisive chotzalos shel sha'am v'shel gemi v'shel sak. If you have these like chotzalos, either a bag or a mat, made out of these soft reeds or like feathers and anything, rush stuff made out of soft stuff, a shell sphere, or made out of the hair of the neck of a horse or its tail of a horse. Mitamit tmei meis, divrei Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says they're mitamit tmei meis. It is a kli, but v'chacham amrim af medris. The Chacham said they're also made for lying down. Bishlam elamandar mar zovle. If you say that what the chotzalos are with these leather bags, so then we understand why they are a kli. Shel sham shel gemi, even though they're not very well woven, they have holes in them. It's called a kli. Why chazul kinsa de peire? You can use them as a sack to hold big fruit. Shel sak v'shel sfira, and the ones made out of the horsehair or the feathers, which are woven tightly together, chazul golke vitzine. They could be used as like bags, for even smaller fruit. So therefore, Abdosa says they're roy lekabel toma. Ela lamandar machtzalas mamish. But if they're mats, bishlam shel sak v'shel sphere. If it's made out of horsehair or feathers, so we understand chazu leparse. So a mat could be used to spread it like a door, like to spread the sheet over a door, v'naf vasa, or to sift flour, because it has hole in it. So it's makabel toma. Ella shel sham shel gemi, but a mat made out of these soft reeds or rush, which have big holes in them, lamai chazi. What could it be used for? Answers the Gemara, chazul l'naz yasa. It could be used to cover over a barrel of beer, and therefore they are ro'i l'kabel toma. Ikadamri, some said it the other way around. Bishlam l'manam machzalas mamish. It makes sense if you say that they're actual mats. So we understand that they're roi l'kabel toma, even though they're not made for lying down, but they can be used for other stuff. Shel sham shel gemi chazul naz yasa. The soft ones could be used to cover over a barrel of beer. Shel sak shel sfira chazul parsi v'naf vasa. The ones made out of horsehair and feathers can be used to hang up as a curtain to cover your door, or to sift flour. So they're roi l'kabel toma elamandar mar zovli. But if you say it's like a bag, bishlam shel sak shel sfira. I understand the horsehair and the feather ones could be used for the small fruits. The havel gul kevitzine, chazal gul kevitzine. They could be used for bags, to be used for small fruit. Ella shel sham shel gemi, that have large holes in them, lamai chazal. What could they be used for? Chazal kinsa de peri. It could be used for a bag for larger fruit, even though it has big holes, but the fruit won't slip out, and therefore it's considered a kli and it's roi l'kabel toma. In the last line of the parak, Tanya Amar Rabbi Chananya kashi yaradti lagola. We learned in a brayse, Rabbi Chananya said, when I went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Matzasi Zaken Echad, I found an elderly Jew, V'amali Mesachin Bebudya, that you are allowed to use mats as schach. Kshavasi Yitzhar Rabbi Shua Chiyaba, when I got to Rabbi Shua, my father's brother, Hodol L'dvarov, he said, also you're allowed to use the mats as schach. Amar Rav Chista V'hu, lest like Gadanfa. That's only if it does not have a rim, so it's not a kli, you can use it for schach. Amar Ula, Hani Budyasa Dibne Mechuza, the mats of the town of Mechuza, El Mali Kirsh La Mesachin Behu. If they did not have a wall around them, a lip around them, then they'd be able to use the schach. Tani Nami Hachi, Mesachin Bebudya, you're allowed to use mats, and Yeshlan Kir, but if it has a wall around it, a Mesachin Man, then you can't use the mat. Hajar Aloch, Sukkah, and now we start the second parak. Hayashim, says the Mishnah in the second parak. Hayoshin tachas hasukkah. Hold on 1 second, please. 1 second. Here we go. Second half. Starting a new volume of the Masifta. Yeah, says the Mishnah. Good. Hayoshin tachas hasukkah. If a person sleeps underneath the sukkah, Hayashin tachas hamita. If a person sleeps under a bed in the besukah, lo yatzei yidei chavasa. So you don't fulfill your obligation if you sleep under a bed. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, nohagin layinush shahayinu yishenim tachas hamita b'fnei hazakenu v'lo amar lana davar. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says we used to sleep under the bed in the sukkah in front of the zakenu. They didn't say anything to us, so it shows that they said it's okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma'aseh b'Tavi Avdol Shel Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon says a story happened with Tavi, who was a very, very righteous Eved Kanani of Rabban Gamliel. And Eved Kanani is chayv in mitzvahs like a woman, and therefore he's exempt from mitzvahs as seish as man gram. He's exempt from the sukkah. So a story happened with Tavi Avdol Shel Rabban Gamliel. Shal Yoshin Tachas Amita. He used to sleep under the bed in the sukkah. Amar Rabban Gamliel Zakenim. Rabban Gamliel said to the elders, Re'isem Tavi Avdishu Tamid Chacham V'yodeh Shavadim B'turim Min HaSukkah. Look at my servant Tavi, who's a Tamid Chacham. He knows that slaves are exempt from the sukkah. Lefikach Yoshin Tachas Amita. Therefore, he's sleeping under the bed. And according to this, we learn, so Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Gamliel held like the Tanakama, that if you sleep under a bed in the sukkah, you're not yotze your obligation. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says that, the first Rashi, Ikar yeshiva sasukkah achila shesia ushina, that the main things that you do in a sukkah is eating, drinking, and sleeping. So the question is, why did Mishnah Davka talk about sleeping? So the Kaf HaChaim writes that it's because sleeping would be the normal thing you do under a bed. But in Echanami, the same law would apply to eating under a bed or drinking under a bed. Or sleeping is the most serious because you're allowed to snack outside the sukkah, but when it comes to sleeping, even a shina sarai, even a nap, you're not allowed to do outside the sukkah. There is a machlokas in the Achronim. The Bacha, the Beis Yosef talk about this. Is this psul of sleeping under a sukkah, according to Chacham, a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabbanan? And what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to sleep under the sukkah? Because Rabbi Yehuda says the bed is an ohel arai, it's made to be moved around, and the sukkah is more of an ohel keva, it's going to be up for 7 days. So an ohel arai cannot be mevatel an ohel keva. Let's continue in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, ay v'haleka asara, how could you say sleeping under the bed is a problem? You don't have an ohel of 10 tefachim. Tergum Shmuel b'mida asara. So Shmuel says, no, we're talking about a case where the bed is 10 tefachim. Take a look at the top, the first tosis of the parak. Hayashin dachas amita besukah lo yatzadi chavaso b'gemara muki la Shmuel b'gvo asara. Yeah, the Gemara says, Shmuel says, he's talking about a bed that's 10 tefachim off the ground. T'pokas mikan l'choshev oel. Less than 10 tefachim sounds like it's not a legit oel. Lahavsik. Wait a second, didn't we have a Gemara earlier that talked about what's the minimum size of the top sukkah to disqualify the bottom sukkah? Says Taisus u'matzina l'meima d'shmuel l'tameh d'machshi b'perakama tachtona k'she'ein b'elyona asara. Yeah, well, it was the same Shmuel who said that the top sukkah had to be 10 tefachim in order to disqualify the bottom sukkah. Aval inacham aroy d'pasli mishum d'elyona chashiva oel aval b'she'ein agvo yud. But the other amaroyim said either 1 tefach or 4 tefachim. Who had the chashiv oel la'afsik? Maybe they would agree here that it needed to be only 1 tefach or 4 tefachim. That's the first answer of Tosas. V'shema, then Tosas gives the second answer. V'shema mita shani. No, a bed is different. Maybe even the shittas that over there held 1 tefach or 4 tefachim enough would agree that over here you need 10 tefachim, because since the bed is made to move around and it's an ol arai, so an ol arai is only considered to be a significant ol to be mevatel, the ol keva, according to Tanakama. If it's 10 tefachim, even the sheet is over there that said 1 tefach or 4 tefachim, over here would agree that a minimum of 10 tefachim is necessary in order to disqualify you. If you sleep under a bed that's 10 tefachim high, then your mitzvah of sukkah is disqualified. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll pick it up, Ezra Shem, tomorrow at 7:20 a.m. From the words, Tanan Hassam, on the bottom of Chafam and Beis. Have a great day.